Are 2 points lost for you there today, really?
It's not about that. It's about how we did things. We didn't perform so well like we wanted. And it was a tough game. Brighton is a very good team, a good players, well organized. And we also well organized. It was a game of not too many chances. It's about how you perform, how you want to do things, not about the rest.
Big week for you with Olympiacos coming up as well in the Europa League. It's been an exhausting season. Were there tired minds out there today? Is it catching up with you?
No.
In terms of Traore, it's a miss for you, isn't it? Him not being able to start. He came on the right-hand side. How do you think that went when he came on?
Yeah, he helped the team. He helped the team. And that's the idea, deciding, getting the best solutions, knowing that the game has 90 minutes to be played. But we have to keep on going, like you say. We have a big challenge on Thursday.
They didn't have to make it difficult for you today, didn't they? Brighton, the way they worked, made it very difficult for you.
No, what I say, I think both teams were very well organised. Brighton is a very good team.
But if you said at the start of the season, Wolverhampton Wanderers, last 16 of the Europa League, and within touching distance now of the Champions League positions, that's a fantastic campaign for you so far, isn't it?
It's about how we started. I think it started three seasons ago, and we keep on building and improving, trying always to sustain the levels of performance. I think today we didn't. And we have to improve for the next one.
There's going to be road bumps in the way, isn't it? But it's a journey that's going that way, isn't it? Uphill, with more to come from this football club.
It's a journey that we embraced 3 years ago, and we have to keep on going, staying together and helping each other.